from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for July 18th. Jessica, July 18th. The day in 10, let's begin with the story drawing the most coverage. Let's get into it. First, from the Hindu top, from Red Bari to Skinny Mo's, inside Kolkata's heritage revival. What happens when a 109-year-old bungalow becomes a jazz bar, an Edwardian office hosts flamenco, and forgotten mansions find new audiences? A new generation of entrepreneurs is restoring Kolkata's historic buildings and transforming them into thriving cafes and cultural hubs, proving that adaptive reuse can be an alternative to demolition. Next, second, from Channel News Asia, US lifts some Hong Kong sanctions imposed by Trump, autonomy status unchanged. China had earlier announced that the US decision to allow the expiration of Trump's national emergency declaration over Hong Kong would restore the territory's special trade and economic status, but US officials disputed this assessment. Up next, third, from Latimes. Wreckage found after deadly boat capsize near Alcatraz, search continues for missing bodies. The sunken remains of the Volare have been located at the bottom of San Francisco Bay, not far from where the 49-foot cabin cruiser capsized in a tragic incident believed to have killed 4 of the 20 passengers aboard. And then, fourth, from The Daily Beast. Donald Trump's makeup-slathered hand draws attention at FIFA event. President Donald Trump's bruised right hand was on display Friday at a FIFA event in New York, uneven makeup and all. Trump, 80, attended a reception at Trump Tower before the World Cup draws to a close this weekend. He is expected to attend Sunday's final at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, and then present the trophy to the winner. Before then, though, Trump spoke about the sport and made the obvious statement that speed is quite important, alongside FIFA president and pal Gianni Infantino. Next, fifth, from The Hill. David Crowley set to rejoin Wisconsin governor's race after lieutenant governor exit. Milwaukee County executive David Crowley will rejoin the Democratic primary race for Wisconsin governor following the sudden exit of Wisconsin Latine Gov Sarah Rodriguez, D, who ended her bid on Friday over an ongoing scandal related to campaign finance errors. Up next, sixth, from Straits Times, U.S. military says it completed latest strikes on Iran, marking seventh consecutive night of attacks. Washington, July 17th, the U.S. Military said late on Thursday it completed its latest wave of strikes on Iran that were carried out at President Donald Trump's direction and marked a seventh consecutive night of American attacks. And then, seventh, from Channel News Asia. Network school ordered to cease operations at Forest City site over licensing breach. Founder says operations continue. Johor Chief Minister On Hafiz Ghazi said the Iskandar Puteri City Council has issued a cessation notice to one of the startup community's premises, as well as an advertising license notice for displaying non-compliant signboards. Next, eighth, from Latims. Orange County demands $4 million from company at center of Garden Grove chemical crisis. Orange County is demanding that GKN Aerospace, the company whose Garden Grove facility sparked a chemical crisis that forced wide evacuations across 6 cities, pay more than $4 million to cover costs stemming from the emergency. Up next, ninth, from The Daily Beast. ICE contractor accused of shooting protesters and fleeing. An employee at a private company that operates an Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention center has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder after police say he shot at protesters outside a Colorado facility. Brandon Booth, 42, an employee of private prison contractor GEO Group, was arrested Thursday night after allegedly firing a single shot at two women following an anti-ICE demonstration outside the Aurora ICE Processing Center. According to the Aurora Police Department, Booth was among several employees stuck in traffic after protesters blocked access to the facility. And then 10th, from the Hindu top, PM Modi inaugurates redeveloped Park Railway Station. Park Railway Station, located opposite Dr. MGR Chennai Central Station and serving as the key link to the Moore Market Complex, MMC, suburban railway station, has been redeveloped at a cost of 14 rupees crore. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow, what to watch is in your subscribe link. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.